Okay, Bismillah, wassalat, wassalam, ala Rasulillah, wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. Today is June 9th? Oh, okay. Alright, so today, this is our 44th session. Session number 44, from lessons in fiqh, Mustawa Thalith, yani the third level, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. Arabic lessons in fiqh, I'm sorry. Naam. Last week we talked about the subject of Zakatul Fitr, yani the zakat that is due at the end of the fast of Ramadan. And we read from our book pages 61 and 62. And we read some other notes from Al-Wajiz, the Fiqh al-Sunnah wal-Kitab al-Aziz and Bulugh al-Maram, some of the ta'liqat of Sheikh Safiur Rahman, rahimahullah. And today, inshallah, we'd like to read a few of the fatawa from Fiqh al-Ibadat by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, page 297 to 300, and Ikhtiyarat al-Albani, rahimahullah, pages 212 to 214. A little bit, yani something from each of them. So I'm going to start with the fatawa of Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, since they are yani a little bit briefer. The first fatwa in Fiqh al-Ibadat, under the title of Zakatul Fitr, we read from it, a little bit of it last week. So I don't want to go back to the whole thing, I just want to read the end of the first fatwa, which is question number 194. It said, Fadilat al-Shaykh, Mal maqsood bi zakatul fitr wa hal laha sababun? What is intended by zakatul fitr and what is its sabab, the cause? Yani. So he discussed this in some detail. I don't want to go into the details of that, but what I want to do at the end of it, we mentioned last week, I just want to read what he said about the man being required to give zakatul fitr for his wife. We mentioned it last week, but I don't think I read the text of what the Shaykh said. I want to read the text of what he said. And what he said first, if a child is born, yani, if a child is born to a person after the sun sets on the night of Eid, he's not required to give zakatul fitr for that child. But rather, it's mustahab. If the child is born after sunset, if the child was born before sunset, then he has to give zakatul fitr for that newborn baby. Then after that, he said, and likewise, he said about a person dying before or after sunset. Then he said, لو عقد للإنسان على امرأة قبل غروب الشمس من آخر يوم رمضان لزمته فطرتها على قول كثير من أهل العلم. لو عقد للإنسان على امرأة قبل غروب الشمس. Yani, if a person makes a contract, yani of marriage, for a woman before the setting of the sun and the last day of Ramadan, لزمته فطرتها, yani then it is incumbent, necessary, obligatory upon him to give zakatul fitr on behalf of that woman that he just married. على قول كثير من أهل العلم, yani based upon the saying of many of the scholars. Many of the scholars hold this view. Why? لأنها كانت زوجته حين وجد السبب. Because she was his wife. She had become his wife at the time when the sabab, the cause of zakatul fitr, when it occurred. At the time when it occurred, she was already his wife. So therefore, and he's responsible for her. فَإِنْ عُقِدَ لَهُ بعد غروب الشمس. But if the contract was made for him to marry this woman after the sun had set, ليلة العيد, on the night of the Eid, the night before the Eid prayer, يعني after the sun had set, لم تلزمه فطرتها, then he is not obligated يعني to give the zakatul fitr on her behalf. وهذا على قول بأن الزوج يلزمه فطرة زوجته وعياله. This is based upon the view that a man, a husband, is required to give zakatul fitr for his wife and his children. This is what, based on the view that a man is required to give zakatul fitr on behalf of his wife and his children. That's one view. Shaykh says, وَأَمَّا إِذَا قُلْنَا. But if we don't agree with that opinion, if we said, if our view is, بِأَنَّ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ تَلْزَمُهُ الْفِطْرَةُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ كَمَا هُوَ ظَاهِرُ السُنَّةِ فَلَا يَصِحُّ التَّبْدِيلُ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ. But if we say that every person is required to give zakatul fitr for their own self. كَمَا هُوَ ظَاهِرُ السُنَّةِ Shaykh is saying, which is يعني, the apparent sunnah. This is, يعني, this is what the sunnah appears to be. That every person is doing this worship of, يعني, every person is required for himself. فَلَا يَصِحُّ التَّبْدِيلِ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ Then in this particular issue, it's not permissible to substitute or to change our view. Meaning that in all the other issues, we say that every person is required to do their worship themselves. So why in this particular issue, we're substituting a different view now for zakatul fitr? The point here is that the Shaykh is saying that yes, many of the scholars hold this view, a man is required to give zakatul fitr on his wife, but not everybody agrees with this. And he's saying that what is apparent from the sunnah is that everybody is required to do it for themselves, and unless a person is unable. Like any other thing, a person is unable, then it's possible. A person can't make wudu because they're sick. Somebody can make the wudu on their body for them. A woman can't throw the stones at the jamarat because it's dangerously crowded. Somebody can be appointed to do it on her behalf. That's in case of necessity. But the person who's able to worship themselves, the sunnah is that whoever is able to worship themselves, they have to worship themselves. If a child has money, zakat on their money is not from their father's money, it's from their money. Because they're able to give zakat. They have money, they have to give the zakat themselves. Even if they're not capable of calculating it, somebody can calculate it for them, but it has to be from their own money. We're going to argue this point a little bit now, but we're going to limit the time, okay? So everybody gets one chance to make your argument. That's it. Naam, you have something?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Can't reach his feet. If there's somebody there, they can do it for him. If there's nobody there, he's excused because of inability. But if there's somebody there, it should be done. If there's somebody there, somebody can wash his feet for him. Naam. Naam. Who else? Abdul Haq? We argued last week. Okay, no problem. This is honorable. I like this. Honor right here. This is honor. This is the honor system. He said he already had a say last week, he's not going to come back again. Naam, Abdulaziz. Huh? The pregnant woman, if she's married, right, she's pregnant, hopefully she's married. So according to most of the scholars, or many of the scholars, her husband is responsible for her. But according to Sheikh Uthaymeen, what he's saying here, she's responsible for herself. She's responsible for herself. Naam.
Yes, because the mother here is the mother here. Is it like the mother of finance or worshipping or worship like this? Because for me the mother is over here. It is about finance. Why the father should take care of the children, even though the children they don't even we cannot say they worship the deep Ramadan.
Okay. But we're going to come to you with one fatwa, inshallah. we'll come to this point of if the person, how is this applicable to children? Since maybe there are small children who didn't fast. Okay, what about grown children? That's 10, 11, 12, 13, and they did fast. Should they give zakatul fitr for themselves if they have the ability to? The grown children who did fast. I just want to look at your argument. I want to see. Are you saying that only for the children who small who didn't fast, or even for children who did fast? Are you going to say that for them too, or what?
Yeah, even they fast. For me, if they have reached the age where they have to take care of themselves, then they're not dependent on their parents.
Okay.
They do it for themselves. But those who are dependent.
Children who are fasting the month of Ramadan, but they are still dependent on their parents to take care of them. If they have their own money sufficient to give zakatul fitr, you're saying why should they spend their money? Their parents should spend on them? Is that what you're saying? I'm just asking. No, let him answer. Let him answer. Yeah or no? Okay. According to Sheikh Uthaymeen's statement here, because everybody has to worship for themselves. According to his statement, so a child who fasted and they have wealth to give zakatul fitr of their own, then they should give it for themselves, according to this view. According to the view of many of the scholars, no, they shouldn't. Their father should take care of them. So if that's the way you see it, you are with many of the Ahlul Ilm. Alhamdulillah, you're in safe grounds. You're good. Don't worry. You're safe. But Shaykh is saying that in most of the issues of worship, even these scholars who say this here, there they say everybody has to do the worship themselves. So why then in this issue, they want to switch up and say the father is responsible for his wife and for his children? Okay. Yani, there's two views. So both of them, we respect both views. But everybody has to look at it and see which one you think is closer to being correct, and you have to act on what you think is correct. But if anybody has this view with the kathir min ahl al-ilm, alhamdulillah, yani, no problem. If they have this view, also no problem. Yani, whatever you think is most correct, that's what you have to follow. But you have to examine both sides and look into it carefully and then decide which one you really fear Allah, which one you think is closer to being correct, and act upon it.
If I add just something
here. Yeah.
Because the reason that they're saying that everybody should take care of pay their own zakat.
Yeah.
So they're saying worship is individual.
Uh-huh.
But I want also to add that those who are saying that the parents should take care of the wife or the children, because they're saying it's a matter of money.
Okay.
If they're able to do
so. So those who are saying that a man has to take care of his wife and children, it's not just because, it's not just related to worshipping,
yeah,
doing your own worship,
yeah,
but it's also because he's the maintainer,
yeah,
and he's responsible to spend on them.
Yeah.
So therefore, he should spend on everything, no matter what it is, even if it's a matter of worship. Okay. The other people are saying, no, not if it's a matter of worship. On other things, they say yes, but not in worship. Okay, so that's where the difference is at. Yeah. Naam. Naam. Yeah, so in any case, look, we're not going to end this, this difference here, but we're just trying to bring out there's two views. Okay, so that we know that there's another view, because probably most people hold the view that they think is the only view, that a man has to pay for his wife and children. I get this question so many times. Yani, your brother's arguing with a brother, you have to pay for your wife. He's saying, well, I got to pay for her. I got to pay for herself. He doesn't know the fiqh difference. He just knows that I don't want to pay. He just knows that I don't want to pay. And the other guy's saying, you have to pay, because it's known that you have to pay. But now we're saying, no, it's not known. There's a difference of opinion about it. That's all we're saying here. Okay? Now, let's go on. Now. Is there what? Well, the Shaykh is saying it's apparent from the Sunnah that everybody has to give it for themselves. That's apparent in the Sunnah. Why he say it's apparent? There's no textual statement from the Prophet, but it appears from the Sunnah that people have to do their worship themselves. I mean, that's apparent in the Sunnah. It's not final, conclusive, because obviously a lot of scholars don't agree with that, right? They say, no, the husband has to do it for his wife, and the parent has to do it for his children.
I agree with the Shaykh's opinion,
uh-huh,
because it seems, basically, worship is for yourself. So, basically, okay, you have, when you look at general zakat, why is not the husband paying for the children or for the wife?
Now, general zakat, the child has to give, or it has to be taken from his wealth, not from the father's wealth. Even though the father is responsible for maintaining him, father is not responsible for paying his zakat on his money that he has. This is a good argument.
So the children, and that could be even a newborn, if they happen to have wealth.
They inherited wealth, and that after 1 year, zakat has to be paid on that wealth for that newborn. Even though that child is 1 year old, when they reach 1 year, guess what? Zakat got to be paid on their wealth.
So
not by the father, by from the child's wealth itself. Yeah.
From their own wealth for this fault. So, and then we're not denying the fact that the cat is fault.
It's fault also.
And they have the means for it, then why is it still on the
father? Yeah, why would it be still on the father? When the child has the means,
yeah,
yani, for it to be taken from their own wealth.
And it's the same concept as it's an obligation, it's money, it's the cat, and you have to do it, and it's after worship.
Okay, let's go to the next fatwa.
Can I respond to what you said?
You can respond, yes.
Okay, what I want to respond,
you have a 60-second response.
Because the wife, even the wife himself, everybody, when faith. But the matter which people are saying that the responsible, the father should pay for those who are his own responsibility, is because he came to Zakat of faith that he should, the head of the family should take it for every, like even the one who is working, the one who just born.
Yeah.
The children, they didn't do worship, they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But they take Zakat from him. Why? Because here is the fact of responsibility.
Okay, I mean that's the argument. No doubt. That's the argument. He's responsible, so he has to pay for everybody. But what we are saying is that not everybody is in agreement with that.
No.
There are scholars who are saying, no, this is an act of worship and everybody has to do their worship themselves. These are two sides. We don't want to go any further because there are a lot of other points. We want to cover some other points before we run out of time. Because look, we're already almost half of the time is gone. It's 4:30 now, 4:26. The class is over 5 o'clock. And this is only the first one part of one fatwa. We didn't even read the whole fatwa. Let's go on, please. Let's go on. It's a good discussion. And we could go on for the whole session with this one point, but I don't want to be doing Zakat al-Fitr next week. we still have one more topic to go. Okay, the second fatwa of the Sheikh was asked about ma hukm Zakat al-Fitr. Yani, what is the ruling concerning Zakat al-Fitr? The Sheikh said Zakat al-Fitr is faridah. It's obligatory. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it obligatory, as mentioned in the hadith of Abdul ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. He said the Messenger of Allah made obligatory Zakat al-Fitr from Ramadan sa'an min tamrin aw sa'an min sha'ir, as a sa'a of dates or sa'a of barley. So the Shaykh, he says, فَلَوْ أُخْرِجَ مِنْ دَرَاهِمْ أَوْ مِنْ ثِيَابْ أَوْ مِنْ فَرْشْ أَوْ مِنْ الْآوَانِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَصِّحُّ أن يكون فطرة ولو كان أغلى من ساعة من طعام من ساعة طعام وهذا يعني أنه لا يجوز إخراج قيمته إخراج قيمتها يعني. So here, this is important fatwa. The Shaykh is saying here in brief that the Prophet ﷺ made it obligatory that zakat would be fit to be given as a sa'a of dates or barley, and in other narrations raisins or wheat and so on. He said, meaning as food. So if somebody was to distribute Zakat al-Fitr from darahim, yani from money, coins, or from thiyab, clothing, or from farash, yani beddings, or from awani, yani instruments, that yani utensils that people eat and drink with, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَصِحُّ, then this would not be correct or valid as Zakat al-Fitr. Even if what they gave is more expensive than the sa'a of food, yani even if the sa'a food is only equal to $15 and they gave some clothing that's equal to $500, this will not be valid as Zakat al-Fitr. And this, the meaning of this is that it's not permissible to distribute the amount in money, in currency for Zakat al-Fitr. Rather, it has to be in food. Okay, this is a disputed issue. This is the majority. Yani the evidence supports this opinion. Yani Imam Abu Hanifa, the madhab of Hanafi madhab, holds the view that it's permissible to give the qima, the amount in money. But the evidence from the Sunnah supports yani the prohibition of giving money, that rather the person has to give it in foodstuffs that can be measured yani by the sa'a and can be stored and can be preserved and can be used yani for some time. I'm going to ask Omar first. Now, Naam. Of giving the value of money?
Yeah.
Maybe. And not only Abu Hanifa, but of the four madhabs, there's the Hanafi madhab that has this view. Okay, there may be some other scholars who also support this, especially people from Hanafi madhab. And even there's an opinion in restricted circumstances due to necessity, a person is compelled, there's no way, for whatever reason, that the person can give food, then it's possible to give its amount in money. Yani, this is a fatwa that is in a restricted sense, yani where there's no way that the person can give food. There's no food available, there's nobody available to take it, or whatever, some kind of situation like this. Then it's, so this is also opinion of some other scholars, but in a restricted sense, not in the absolute sense, that it's the same. that if you give the food or you give the money, it's equal. That's the opinion of the Hanafi madhab. That is the same. Okay, so that is their single, yani alone opinion. Okay, next issue. Now. Of Hanafi madhab? Yani, agnuhum. Yani, make them suffice them for the day so they don't have to go around begging. The hadith is da'if, but in any case, even if we said that it's weak, it doesn't specifically point to this particular opinion. And they may have some evidences, yani, but nothing strong. Yani, the evidences for against them are overwhelming. Overwhelming, lots of evidences. Okay, so yani, this is right now, yani, we don't have the time to support their position, but I mean, they have an opinion. Alhamdulillah. Yani, we'll have to come back to it some other time. Next year, inshallah, we'll deal with this topic. Okay, next issue. Su'al 196. Fadilat al-Shaykh, ala man tajib zakatu fitr? Okay, this is an important question here. Okay? The Shaykh says, who is obligatory to distribute zakatu fitr? Who is it obligatory upon to fulfill this obligation? Wa ala man tastahibbu? And who is it mustahab for to give zakatu fitr? The Shaykh says, jawab, tajibu ala kulli insanin min al-muslimin. It's obligatory on every human being from amongst the Muslims. ذَكَرًا كَانَ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whether male or female. صَغِيرًا أَمْ كَبِيرًا, whether young or old. سَوَاءً كَانَ صَائِمًا أَمْ لَمْ يَسُمْ, even if the person was fasting or they didn't fast. Close the door on everybody. Either you're young or you're old, you're male or you're female. You fasted or you didn't fast, there's nobody else left. If you're a Muslim, it's obligatory. كَمَا لَوْ كَانَ مُسَافِرًا. How is the person didn't fast? Maybe the person was a traveler. وَلَمْ يَصُمْ. And therefore they didn't fast. فَإِنْ إِنَّ صَدَقَةُ فِتْرَ تَلْزَمُهُ. In that case, even though the person didn't fast, they had a legitimate reason for not fasting, but they still have to give zakat to fitr. وَأَمَّا مَنْ تَسْتَحِبُّ عَنْهُ فَقَدْ ذَكَرَ فُقَهَاؤُنَا رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهِ أَنَّهُ يُسْتَحَبْ إِخْرَاجُهَا عَنَ الْحَمْلِ فِي بَطْنِ وَلَا يَجِبْ. Yani, our scholars, from the scholars of fiqh, may Allah have mercy upon them, they said that it's mustahab that the zakatul fitr be distributed on behalf of the hamul, yani the child that's pregnant, I mean that's in the stomach of their mother, the child that is not even delivered yet. It's mustahab to give zakatul fitr on their behalf, but it's not obligatory. Next issue. Huh? Because it exists. It just wasn't born yet. It exists, right? So why not give zakatul fitr on behalf of that unborn child? But it's not obligatory, they're saying. They say it's mustahab. Yani, it's good. The child is there. The woman is carrying it. Give zakatul fitr. Yani, this is in the interest of the poor, that there's more zakat given. They didn't say it's obligatory. They say it's mustahab. And it's good that you do this. Naam, there are plenty of poor people. Why don't we give more? This is one way to get people to give more. You have a child in the mother's womb, give on behalf of that child. Is it obligatory? No, but it's mustahab. Why would it not be mustahab? Certainly, it's always better to give some more if you're able to. Question 198, su'al. This is a very important question. Related to the channels of distribution, the masarif. Who is the zakatul fitr is to be given to? The Shaykh was asked, Fadil Shaykh, ما هي مصارف zakatul fitr? What are the channels of distribution? Who are those who are entitled to receive the zakatul fitr? The jawab, ليس لها إلا مصرف واحد فقط. There's only one channel that, yani, of people, group of people that's entitled to receive zakatul fitr, وهم الفقراء, the poor people. كما في حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطرة طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث وتعمة للمساكين. يعني in the hadith of Abdul Ibn Abbas, he said the Messenger of Allah made obligatory the zakat al-fitr as a means of purification for the fasting person from the lagu, any, yani, what is it? Senseless. Oh, okay, yes. Yani, things that are senseless. Yani, speech or action that has no value. And rafath, yani, foul speech and so on. Yani, obscene speech or behavior. Yani, as a purification for the fasting person from their shortcomings in the fast, and as a means of nourishment, food, tu'ma lil-masakeen. The hadith only mentions who is to give the zakat al-fitr? The masakeen, the poor. The poor. Now this is a discussion that Shaykh al-Albani also will try to come back to, time allowing, if we have time. Where the Shaykh mentions that the majority of scholars of Jumhur hold the view that zakat al-fitr is to be given to the 8 categories mentioned in Surah al-Tawbah for zakat al-ma'al. Shaykh says, no, that's for zakat al-ma'al. Zakat al-fitr is different based on this hadith. Next question, 199. Fadilat al-Shaykh, هل يجوز إعطاؤها للعمال من غير المسلمين? Huh? This is the issue too. Is it permissible to give zakat al-fitr to the workers who are not Muslims? In many of the Muslim lands, especially in the Gulf countries, they have a lot of people working in their countries, laborers, who are poor people, but they are not Muslims. Is it permissible to give them from zakat al-fitr? The Shaykh says, in brief, لا يجوز إعطاؤها إلا للفقير من المسلمين فقط. It is not permissible to give zakat al-fitr to these laborers, poor people who are not Muslims. It's not permissible to give it to anyone except the poor from the Muslims only. Cannot be given to other people. Next question, number 200. Fadil to Shaykh, ما حكم نقلها? Very important issue. What is the ruling concerning transporting it إلى البلدان البعيدة بحجة وجود الفقراء الكثيرين فيها? What is the ruling concerning transporting it, conveying it, sending it to faraway lands, different countries, with the proof, the evidence supporting this view, what? The existence of many poor people in those countries, in India, in Pakistan, in Africa, in Asia. There's a lot of poor people in those countries. We should send it to them. The Shaykh says, Al-Jawab, نقل صدقة الفطر إلى بلاد غير بلاد إلى بلاد غير بلاد الرجل الذي أخرجها. يعني conveying or transporting the zakat al-fitr to a land other than the land of the person who's distributing the zakat al-fitr, other than the person who has to give it. إن كان لحاجة بأن لم يكن عنده أحد من الفقراء فلا بس به. يعني if he transported it due to a need, يعني a necessity, that is, that he didn't have anyone, any poor person to give it to where he's at. There's no poor person in that land where he's at. Then there's no harm then in sending it to another land. That means if there is a poor person in the land where he's at, then it's not permissible to send it to another land. That's the mafhum from what the Shaykh said. It's no harm in doing so. If what? But out of necessity he did it, because there's not one poor person in the land where he's at. Now, yeah. Yeah. Well, he's not saying, yani he didn't make a hukum on it, but what is understood, if he's saying that fala bas, yani if you did it for haja, like lam yakun indahu ahadun min al fuqara, yani there's not even one poor person, so what can he do with it? He has to send it somewhere else. So there's no harm in that case. So what if there is a poor person? Then is there harm in it then? And if there's no la bas, if you have no poor person, so if there are poor people, then there's bas. So is he saying it's haram? No. But he's definitely saying that you shouldn't be doing that. Yani, you shouldn't be doing that. Because what? If there's la bas in this case, so there is bas in this case. Bas is harm. There's harm in doing that. Where's the harm at? The harm is obvious. The harm is to the poor people in the land where you're at, who are in need. And instead of you giving them their right, you send it into somebody else so they remain hungry on the day to eat. Is that harm? That's harm, for sure. That's harm, for sure. As long as there are poor people in need of that here, how do you send it somewhere else? And then the people in that land who have are giving it to those poor people. And the people in this land are giving it to the same poor people in the other land. And then the poor people in this land are getting nothing. How can that be? Haram, he didn't say it's haram. For sure he didn't say it's haram. But we can understand that it's not a good thing to do. In that area, Sheikh Ibn Baz said it's incumbent, necessity, for you to go to another area and find some poor people. Even he said, even if you have to go to another city, you have to go and find some poor people. If there's no poor people in your neighborhood, in your borough, in your city, you got to go to the next neighborhood, to the next borough, to the next city, to find the poor Muslim to give it to. Now, that fatwa is clear from Sheikh Ibn Baz. I had posted it on the board. I don't know if somebody took it down or not. Somebody might have taken it home. Okay, so what we consider poor is the person, whoever doesn't have enough means on the day of the Eid, then they are not required to give Zakatul Fitr, which means they're entitled to receive it. A poor person is anybody who doesn't have enough income in order to take care of their necessities, their rent, their utilities, their food, medical. If they don't have enough, even they have some income, they have some money, but it's not enough, that person is entitled to receive. But if they have enough on the day of Eid to take care of their needs for that day, they're entitled to receive, but they also have to give Zakatul Fitr. This is the distinction here. They're entitled to receive because they're considered poor, but they are also required to give Zakatul Fitr if they have more than their means for that day and the night. Next issue. Sheikh is asked, how much time do we have? We don't have much time. What is the ruling concerning putting the Zakatul Fitr or giving it, leaving it with the neighbor of the person who is entitled to get it? I was still reading? No, I didn't read it because I don't know if we're going to have time to read. Reading from Sheikh. I'm still reading from Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen. He said, no harm. Okay, we didn't finish the fatwa. You're right. Zakarah Khair. وَإِنْ كَانَ لِغَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ But if you are doing this without a need or necessity, you're giving the Zakatul Fitr to people in another land, وَإِنْ كَانَ لِغَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ بِأَنْ وُجِدَ فِي الْبَلَدِ مَنْ يَتَقَبَّلَهَا فَإِنَّهُ يَا وَلِيدٌ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَجُوزُ. Thank you. Who said we didn't finish reading? Thank you so much. The Sheikh, now he's making the situation clear for us, right? If a person did this out of need, because there's no poor person, said no harm in sending it to another country. وَإِنْ كَانَ لِغَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ He didn't do it out of need or necessity. Meaning that وُجِدَ فِي الْبَلَدِ There is some people in the land who would accept the Zakatul Fitr, who is entitled to receive it. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَجُوزُ Then he's saying, now he's saying it's not permissible to send it to another land. Now it became crystal clear. Now it became crystal clear. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen. This is his wording exactly. وَإِنْ كَانَ لِغَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ بِأَنْ وُجِدَ فِي الْبَلَدِ مَنْ يَتَقَبَّلَهَا يعني الزكاة فتر فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَجُوزُ. Next question. In brief. The Sheikh was asked, what is the ruling concerning putting it with the neighbor until the poor person, the needy person, comes to receive it from his neighbor. دون التوقيل من الفقير يعني leaving it with a neighbor that the poor person didn't appoint to receive it on his behalf. Okay, he's making a distinction. If you leave it with the neighbor, a neighbor that the poor person didn't say, leave it for me with him. But you just didn't find the guy, the person, so you said, okay, here's his neighbor, I'll leave it with him. But he didn't tell you to leave it with his neighbor. That's different. Then if he said, leave it with my neighbor, so-and-so. That's two different cases, okay? He said, if you left it with the neighbor without him appointing the neighbor, it's permissible for the person to leave it with the neighbor and to say, this is for so-and-so. If he comes, give it to him. However, it must reach to the hands of that poor person before the Salatul Eid from their neighbor. Because the one who you gave it to is your wakil. He's not the poor person's wakil, he's your wakil. Therefore, your wakil has to make sure the poor person gets it before the Salatul Eid. Amma, as far as if the neighbor has appointed that poor person to receive it on their behalf, now he's not your wakil to deliver it, he's the poor person's wakil to receive it. In that case, if he said, the poor person said to his neighbor, receive this zakatul fitr for me, receive the zakatul fitr for me, فَإِنَّهُ يَجُوزُ أَن تَبْقَى مَا الْوَكِيلُ وَلَوْ خَرَجَ النَّاسِ مِنْ صَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ. He said it's permissible that that zakatul fitr may remain with the poor person's representative that they appointed, even if it remained with the neighbor until the people prayed. Doesn't matter, because that's his wakil and he has received it, so it's good to go. You need to give it. Yani the poor person has to appoint somebody to represent him. If you give it to somebody that you are appointing to receive it, not him, that person has to make sure the poor person receives it before the Salatul Eid. Otherwise, if he appointed that person to receive it, it doesn't matter when he comes back. Once they got it, it's done. It's valid. He appointed somebody to get it, and he didn't pick it up until after the prayer, or the next day, or the next week, or the next month. It doesn't matter. That's good. If the person he appointed to receive it received it, it's like he received it. It's the same as if he received it. But if he didn't appoint them, you appointed them to represent you to give it to them, they have to give it to them before the salat. The last question that we're going to read from the Shaykh here, there's a couple more, but anyway, this will be the last one. Question number 202, on page 300, Fiqh al-Ibadat, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen was asked, what if the person leaves it with the neighbor, and the person who is entitled to receive it didn't come before the Salatul Eid? So, the time to deliver it has passed. What is the ruling concerning this? I think we already know the ruling, right? If the person left it with a neighbor, then there's two possibilities. Either he leaves it with the neighbor that is the wakil of the poor person. The poor person appointed him. So if it reached the hand of the neighbor who he appointed, then it has reached to the poor person. It's the same. No problem. As far as if the poor person didn't appoint anybody, then it is a necessity that the person who received it, that zakatul fitr, they must give it to him before the Salatul Eid. If he delayed, it passed the time of Salatul Eid, and he didn't deliver it in time, then لا تقبل منه لأنها عبادة مؤقتة بزمن معين. Then it is not accepted as zakatul fitr, because this is a what? عبادة مؤقتة. Yani it's a worship that's fixed by a specific time. فَإِذَا أَخَّرَهَا لِغَيْرِ أُذْرٍ فَإِنَّهَا لَا تُقْبَلْ مِنْهُ. So if the person delayed it without a legitimate Sharia excuse, then it's not accepted from him as zakatul fitr. أَمَّا إِذَا أَخَّرَهَا لِعُذْرٍ. But if he delayed it with an excuse like nisyan, he just forgot, or عَدَمْ وُجُود الفقراء في تلك اللحظة, or يعني there were no poor people at the time, there were no poor people present to give it to, so he delayed because he couldn't find a poor person, فهذا لا بس به. Sheikh said there's no harm in this, but Sheikh Ibn Baz said if there's no poor person present, you got to go and find someone. يعني the Sheikh is not contradicting that. He's saying at the moment, if you didn't find somebody and you're searching for somebody and you didn't find them and the time passed you by because there was nobody available, then la bas. But we say that the sunnah allows you to give the zakatul fitr one day before or 2 days before. So don't say at 10 minutes before Salatul Eid I couldn't find nobody. You could have found them last night or the day before or 2 days before. So yani, perhaps you're going to be carrying that. Wallahu alam. We still have just a couple of minutes left. I want to just read what Sheikh Al-Albani said concerning the issue that we discussed already. Okay, this is not the issue that we discussed already, but we alluded to it in the first session. We alluded to this issue, and that is the difference of opinion concerning the sa'a, or the half of a sa'a of wheat, the view of Muawiyah. Yani, the obligation of zakat of sadaqatul fitr. The hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, that in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, we used to give zakat al-fitr for the young person and the older person, the free person and the slave, as a sa'a of food or a sa'a of aqid, sun-baked, yani yogurt, sa'a of sha'ir, barley, or sa'a of dates, or sa'a of raisins, reported by al-jama'ah, yani Bukhari, Muslim, and the Kutub al-Sunan. And then he explains that aqid is laban mujaffaf, lam tunza zubdatuhu. Yani aqid is laban that is dried up, but it's zubda, yani it's yani, what do you call it? The zubda. Yani zubda means butter, but here it means yani the main substance of the matter has not been removed from it. Has not been removed from it. Sort of something like that. Sort of, but it's dry though. But it's dry, mujaffaf. That means they baked it in the sun until it became hard. Okay, then he said the sa'a is for amdad, and the mud is yani hufna yakfi lirajul al-mu'tadil al-kaffain. Yani, meaning that the man who is have average size hand, the two palms is equal to one mud, and four mud is a sa'a. Then he said, yani, then he narrates, after the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he narrates from Urwa ibn al-Zubayr that Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha, she used to distribute as zakat al-fitr in the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on behalf of her family, the free as well as the slaves from them, muddain. Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha, kanat tukhrij ala ahdi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an ahliha. Note the words here. In the time of the Messenger of Allah, she used to give two muds of hanfa, yani qamh, yani wheat. Or she used to give a sa'a from tamra, a whole sa'a of tamra, or a sa'a, yani, of whatever the people used to eat at that time. This is reported by At-Tahawi, and this is the wording from At-Tahawi, and it's also reported by Ibn Abi Shaybah in his Musannaf, and it's also reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. And he says, سَنَدُهُ صَحِي عَلَى شَرْطَ الشَّيْخَيْنِ. Yani, this is the support for the other opinion of a half of a sa'a of wheat. Muawiyah, based on this, says, concerning the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, yani the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, yani which mentioned we used to give a sa'a in the time of the Prophet, he said, Muawiyah said, إِنِّي أَرَىٰ أَنَّ مُدَّيْن مِنْ سَمْرَىٰ الشَّامْ أَيَقَمْ تَعْدِلُ سَعَىٰ مِنْ تَمْرَىٰ وَأَخَذَ النَّاسِ بِذَٰلِكَ. Muawiyah said in reference to that, my view is that two muds of samra, yani qamh, yani wheat, is equal to a whole sa'a of dates, and the people then followed this opinion, yani, of Muawiyah. Sheikh al-Albani said concerning this particular issue, فَثَبَتَ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ أَنَّ الْوَاجِبِ فِي صَدَقَةُ الْفِطْرِ مِنَ الْقَمْحِ نِصْفَ السَّاعَةِ. Yani, what is confirmed then as being the obligation of zakat al-fitr from wheat is not a whole sa'a, but a nisfu sa'a. وَهُوَ اِخْتِيَارِ شَيْخِ الْإِسْلَامِ الْتَيْمِيَةِ كَمَا فِي الْإِخْتِيَارَاتِ. And this is the chosen opinion of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, as in the book Al-Ikhtiyarat, the chosen opinions of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. وَإِلَيْهِ مَالَ ibn al-Qayyim. And ibn al-Qayyim also was inclined to this opinion, as has been mentioned previously. وَهُوَ الْحَقِّ, Shaykh al-Albani said, and this is what is the correct opinion, insha'Allah ta'ala. This is in contradiction or in opposition to the saying of the Jumhur of the scholars, that what is obligatory is a sa'a of any type of foodstuffs, and وَالرَّاجِ مَا ذَهَبَ إِلَيْهِ إِبْنِ تَيْمِيَةِ وَإِبْنِ الْقَيْمِ وَالْأَلْبَانِي رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Yeah, in other words, the majority of scholars say you have to give a whole sa'a even of wheat, and the minority opinion, which is the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn al-Qayyim and Shaykh al-Albani, is that, and Muawiyah, and yani apparently the practice of Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq, is given a half a sa'a of yani wheat. It's almost time for the adhan. Second issue, the masraf of zakat al-fitr. We did discuss this issue. What are the channels for the distribution of zakat al-fitr? Shaykh al-Albani said, there's nothing in the sunnah amaliyah that supports this tawzi'ah that's mentioned by Sayyid Sabiq in Fiqh al-Sunnah, that is, that the zakat al-fitr will be given to al-asnaf al-thamaniyah, yani the 10 groups of people that's mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 60th Ayat. He said there's nothing in the Sunnah, as Sunnah al-Amaliyah, that supports this type of distribution. Rather, the saying of Abdullah ibn Abbas, يعني تُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ, indicates that this distribution is limited to the masakeen. And the ayat that they use as a support is really in reference to صَدَقَ الْأَمْوَالِ, يعني Surah At-Tawbah 58 is in reference to صَدَقَ الْأَمْوَالِ. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Just a couple of minutes, inshallah, we'll be finished. Sheikh Al-Albani says that that this distribution to the eight categories mentioned in reference to Zakatul Mal in Surah At-Tawbah, wa alaykum salam wa tabarakatuh, that this is not applicable to Zakatul Fitr, but rather the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas specifies that it should be as a source of nourishment or food for the masakeen. Then he says, وَهَذَا هُوَ اِخْتِيَارُ شَيْكُ الْإِسْلَامِ إِبْنِ تَيْمِيَّةِ وَلَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ فَتْوَى مُفِيدَةً من الفتاوى وبه قال الشوكاني في السيل الجراح ولذلك قال ابن القيم في الزاد وكان من حديه صلى الله عليه وسلم تخصيص المساكين بهذه الصدقة وهو مذهب المالكية كذلك وهو الراجح خلافا لقول جمهور العلماء أن مصرفها هو مصارف الزكاة الثمانية. Okay, so the closing of this issue is what? That Sheikh Al-Albani is saying that it is not, as some of the scholars say, that it can be given to any of the eight categories that's mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 60th Ayat. Rather, those categories are for Zakatul Mal. And this opinion that is limited to the Masakeen, as mentioned in the Hadith of Ibn Abbas, is also the chosen opinion of Sheikh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. And he has a fatwa, a beneficial fatwa, in his book Al-Fatawa, Juz al-Thani, pages 81 through 84, to this effect. And this is also the view of Al-Imam al-Shawkani, as mentioned in his book, As-Sail al-Jarrah, second volume, 86 and 87. And for this reason, Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, mentioned in Zad al-Ma'ad that this was the guidance or the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in singling out the poor people for this zakat, yani sadaqatul fitr. Then he said, and this is also the madhab of al-Malikiyyah, and it is the stronger opinion, the rajih, as opposed to the view of the majority of scholars who said that the channels for distribution of zakatul fitr are masarif al-zakat al-thamaniyah, the eight categories of zakat, zakatul mal. This is the end of this issue, yani that the zakatul fitr should only be given to the poor. And the final statement, Sheikh Al-Albani says, in reference to another question about zakat, giving zakat to the dhimmi, is it permissible to give zakat to a dhimmi? And in the end of that discussion, he said that it's not, and he said, yani this is what has been established in the Sharia. Yani is that it's not for the dhimmi, that is only for the Muslims. And this is what the practice of the Salaf was. And then the Sheikh goes to another topic, which is related to it, and which is what I wanted to read. وَأَمَّا إِعْطَاؤُهُمْ زَكَاتُ الْفِطْرَ, yani that topic was about zakatul mal. And he said it's not for the non-Muslims, not even the dhimmi, rather it's only for the Muslims. He said, أَمَّا إِعْطَاؤُهُمْ زَكَاتُ الْفِطْرَ فَمَا عَلِمْنَا أَحَدًا مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ. Yani, as far as giving them, the non-Muslims, from Zakatul Fitr, he said, I am not aware. I don't know of anyone from amongst the Sahaba who did so. وَفَهْمُ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ فِيهِ بُعُدٍ. And whoever understood, yani, that it can be given to non-Muslims from something in the Quran, he said, this is, yani, far away, yani it's not yani correct. بل هو تحمل للآيات ما لا تتحمل. Rather, it is understanding the ayat in a way that it cannot be understood. ويؤيد اختصاص زكاة الفطر بالمسلمين الحديث المتقدم. And what supports singling out or specifying زكاة الفطر for the Muslims is the hadith that preceded, hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, mentioning that it is a تُعْمَة, food for the masakeen. And what is understood from this is that what he intended is the masakeen al-muslimin, yani the people on the day of Eid, so that they will be able to eat and share with the rest of the Muslims in the joy of the day of Eid. He didn't mean the masakeen in general from the other umam. And this is the end of what we can read for today, and this is the end of what I intended to read for today. Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu fikum. If there's a question, we'll take one or two, and then inshallah we'll close for the salat. Naam, Waleed. As far as what? Or matters in general, not specifically this topic. Okay, we want to go back to the topic.
Yeah, so, for this case, if that's the thing you follow, you and then the wife, like for example, and then the wife says, well, no, I grew up in this opinion, and I don't follow that opinion.
Yeah, her opinion is what? That she doesn't have to give it herself?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the opinion, the sincere opinion she follows. So in that case, does it then go back to the husband?
Allahu A'lam. I mean, look, there's difference of opinion about it, right? When people differ, then people are going to follow whatever they believe is correct. So, if the wife thinks that I don't have to distribute zakatul fitr for my own money, but my husband has to give it, then if she acts upon that, if she's right, she's fine. But if she's wrong, then what? It's like any other difference of opinion. If you have the opinion about something and your opinion is wrong, then you carry that. The husband, his opinion is that I don't have to give it, you have to give it. So he acts upon his opinion. If he's wrong, then he's carrying it. But if he's right, then she has it by herself. Yeah, in other words, if he believes that it's not my responsibility and I'm not going to give it, it's your responsibility. If you don't want to give it, that's up to you. You carrying that. If he's wrong in that and he was supposed to give it on her behalf, then he has to answer for that, right? But if he's right, there's no blame on him. The blame is on her alone. She has the wrong opinion. If you have the wrong opinion and you act on it, you carry that. Like any other issue that you have a wrong opinion on. If you're wrong, you just carry that. And that's why some of the scholars said, al-ihtiyat, al-ihtiyat. Yani where there's difference of opinion, take the safer opinion. The safer opinion is for her to say, okay, you're not gonna give it on my behalf, and I don't think I'm supposed to, but the safe opinion is for me to give it on my own behalf. Because what if I'm wrong? So she ought to just give it anyway. Yani from his side, he might say, I know that I'm right, but I could be wrong, so I'll give it on her behalf. From his side, the safe opinion is for him to give it on her behalf, even though he knows he doesn't have to. But from her side, the safe opinion is that she give it on her own behalf, even though she thinks she doesn't have to. Wallahu a'lam. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Naam, Umar, and then...
Suppose a man say, well, I know my wife can afford it, or some of my children can afford it, but...
He can do it. He can do it with their permission. He can do it. He can do it with their permission. Yeah, and if the wife says, like, if you want to spend your money, go right ahead. I'm happy for that. Then no problem. He can do it. But if she says, no, I'm giving my own zakatul fitr because this is worship and I want the reward for this, then he can't give it on her behalf against her will. But with her permission, sure, he can give it on her behalf. Now, the Halim. Zakatul fitr or zakatul mal? We were talking about zakatul fitr. And Shaykh Uthaymeen said if a person did so, sent the zakatul fitr to another land, out of necessity, such, for example, there's no poor person in his town or his city, so he sends it to the next town or somewhere else, then there's no harm in that. However, he said, if he didn't do it out of necessity, he didn't have any legitimate excuse for doing that, then he said, it's la yajuz, it's not permissible. Now, Abdul Karim, I'm coming to you, Abdul Haq. Now. We don't have much time left. Go ahead.
So, if the wife is not working, she may have some...
She's not working, but she has wealth.
She has some money.
Sufficient to give zakatul fitr.
Okay, let's say
now.
She has some money.
Uh-huh. Whatever, she has money, wherever she got it from, as long as she didn't steal it. Don't give that for zakatul fitr.
She has to pay for herself.
She has to pay for herself, according to the minority view, according to the view of minority, that this is an act of worship, every person has to fulfill it themselves. If she has any income, any wealth, any savings from anywhere, wherever, that's sufficient for her to give zakatul fitr on her own behalf, according to the minority view, she has to do it herself. She has to distribute from her own money, from her own wealth. She has to go and buy some food, or send her son or her husband, say, go and pick this up for me. I'm going to give this as zakatul fitr from my own money if she's able to. No matter if she doesn't have a job, but she has some money from savings or wherever she had it from, the money her husband gave her and she didn't spend it. And she has enough, she has to give it from her own money, according to the minority view. According to the majority view, no, she doesn't have to do anything. Her husband has to do it. Now,
it's about the comparison we make in, I don't know if we call it, can say qiyas, but the comparison we make in between zakat of man
and zakatul fitr.
For me, this comparison is very difficult, because zakat of man is upon those who are able to do so. But zakat of fitr is upon everyone, every Muslim, even the... So I'm asking them, because zakat of man...
Can I just interrupt you for a minute? Because the statement, your premise, is not complete. Zakatul mal is upon those who have more wealth than they need for a period of year and they reach the minimum. It's not on everybody who has the ability.
No, I'm saying zakatul mal is upon those who are able to do.
Not who are able, who have more than they need. Everybody is able to give zakatul mal. Even poor people are able to give zakatul mal.
Okay,
zakatul mal is on those who have more than they need in savings for a whole year above the minimum.
Yeah, actually, that's what I mean.
Okay, and now, then you're saying that zakatul fitr is on everybody, irregardless of that. And we're saying, no, it's not on everybody. It's on every Muslim, young or old, male or female, slave or free, if they have something to give. If they don't have something to give, it's not obligatory upon them.
So my question is that, because we're saying that the parents or the father should take zakatul fitr on any child, like the child, even if he didn't fast,
yeah,
if he's small, or the one who was born, like even before, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying. But what about the wife? The wife, or even the wife, if she doesn't have... If she doesn't have money to pay the zakat fitr.
She doesn't have sufficient means to buy the food to give a zakatul fitr.
So no zakat fitr will be taken, or the husband will have to.
Then he can do it on her behalf. According to the minority view, it's not his responsibility. If she doesn't have anything, then she's not required.
So if she doesn't, I want to.
According to the minority view.
I want to understand.
According to the minority view, if he wanted to give on her behalf, he can, but he's not obligated to. That's the minority view.
Okay.
That he's not obligated to give on her behalf.
Okay.
She's obligated to give on her own behalf if she has means. If she doesn't have means, she's excused.
Okay, so I want to understand more. So if she doesn't have means, and the husband also doesn't want to pay, so there is no problem.
It's not obligatory upon him. That's not his responsibility. Yani, if the woman doesn't have any money above the nisab for 1 year, and the husband is a millionaire, does he have to give zakat on her behalf? He doesn't have to give anything, because she's not responsible to give zakat. She doesn't have anything to give. Zakatul mal. And likewise, zakatul fitr, if she doesn't have anything to give, every poor Muslim at the end of Ramadan who doesn't have anything above their needs, they are not required to give zakatul fitr.
It's difficult to say likewise, because the children, they don't have anything, but the parents still give for their zakat.
The children don't have anything. That's not so. Children do have. There are children who have plenty.
I mean, those who didn't even fast, those who...
Even if they didn't fast, zakatul fitr has to be distributed on behalf of every person who fasted or who didn't fast,
yeah,
if they are Muslim. Even a newborn baby.
But in terms of zakatul mal, they wouldn't do so.
And on zakatul mal, likewise, same. Zakatul mal has to be given on for every person who is required to give zakatul mal. Meaning if a newborn baby comes into the world today and they and their father gave them, put in a open a bank account for them with $10,000 in it, then If that money stayed in there until 1 year from now, then Zakatul Fitr has to be given on behalf of that. Yani somebody has to take it out of their bank, Zakatul Mal has to be taken out and given on their behalf, even though they're a child.
So,
where's the difference? That's what I'm trying to see.
So the difference for me is if you want to generalize like this, we still saying the children who didn't even pass, they don't have money, right? Those people who are small kids, like the baby, let's say the baby, if you want to take the reasoning that. Zakat people also is a fund that is for them, those who have wealth to pay, they can pay. If they don't have wealth, they don't need to pay for that. But the baby, the parents still have to take the zakat upon them. So we cannot compare the zakat to the zakat man. Because if it's zakat
good point,
man,
good point.
If it's zakat
okay.
man, yeah.
Let me help you, inshallah. Okay. Let me help you a little bit. So your argument then is, that even if Zakatul Fitr, and believe me, I'm trying to help, okay? Even if Zakatul Fitr has many similarities with Zakatul Mal in every area, except one area, it's not the same. So therefore, there's no qiyas? In other words, you are saying that in this one area, Zakatul Fitr and Zakatul Mal are not the same.
Yeah, they're not the same.
In that point. But in every other point, they are the same. So then, no qiyas. Okay, that's a legitimate, that's an argument. Okay, he has an argument. He's saying that in one area, of all the areas of similarities, in one area they are not the same. That is, they are not the same in this sense. That if the child has nothing whatsoever, the parent, whoever is responsible for them, still have to give Zakatul Fitr on their behalf. Whereas Zakatul Mal, if the child has no wealth whatsoever, there's no Zakatul Mal upon them. In that area, they're not the same. I agree. They are not the same in that area. But in everything else that we looked at, they are the same. So, this is a good argument that you have made. Jazakum Allah khair. We're going to stop here, inshallah. And then, let's just say that our position should always be in consideration of two things. Number one, al-ihtiyat. Okay, in reference to your question, Waleed, we should always be careful and take precaution and take the safest position. Even if you think another position is right or wrong, take the safest position and do that which is safe. So even though you believe that you're not responsible for your wife, if she's not going to give the Zakatul Fitr, then the safe position is give it on her behalf. In case maybe you might be wrong, that's the safe position. Okay, and the second thing is always be in consideration of the people who are entitled to receive. Always give consideration over yourself to the people who are entitled to receive. The poor people should be given priority. Our first consideration should be that there are people who are in need and we should give in spite of the fact that it might not be in our interest because it's coming out of our pocket. But rather, the consideration of the poor has precedence over consideration for your own self. It should always be that way. And that's why if we're not sure about something, then yani we should give the balance of the weight on the side of the people who are to receive, because those people are needy. Those people are needy. And they should be given the first consideration. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Next week, inshallah, we're going to the next topic that follows the Zakatul Fitr in our textbook.